Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Mfupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, Gugu, China has just basically been winning everything. Trade wars, technological wars, innovation. We thought we had something with open AI. China came with DeepSeek. Electric vehicles, China's leading there as well. So much so that some American manufacturers like GM, for example, have decided to outsource the manufacturing of their EVs completely to China. They're like, we'll just make the vehicles, you guys do the EVs. Ford, however, well, they're taking it directly to China. They're saying, we're going to make our own EVs. Not only that, we're going to make them in SA. How's that?
Yeah, well, Ford is actually making a strong commitment to South Africa. Now, bear in mind that they have been one of the most significant contributors in terms of investment in the manufacturing space of automotives in South Africa. And over the last few years, they've committed at least 5.2 billion rand in the investment into their facility in Silverton back in 2023. And they've come back just yesterday to tell us that they're committing tens of more millions to ensure that they're now going to help in the production of a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. And this is largely for the Ford Ranger. For context, for South Africans, the Ranger remains one of the top exports for Ford that is typically produced in South Africa. They export more than 66,000 units that was witnessed just last year, and typically to markets right across the world in over 100 countries. So it really does remain the competitive edge and advantage that we do have in terms of our manufacturing plant locally. So Ford has highlighted that they're looking to continue with this particular investment just to ensure that the Ford Rangers that we do manufacture do become a lot more globally competitive in the international market. Coupled with that, they do highlight that this is unique to the Silverton plant in Pretoria. So that does add to the fact that this will give South Africa a sense of leverage and a competitive advantage in being the only base that actually produces these new hybrid plug-in electric vehicles of the Ford Ranger. They also mentioned ongoing investment largely into sustainability, and that does have a ripple effects downstream when it comes to the value chain of the automotive space, largely in terms of components and certain parts that will be used, but even how the plant itself will become a lot more environmentally friendly and sustainable, just in terms of water reticulation and in alternative energy and power sources that they're likely going to use as well. So overall, I think a big win for a country like South Africa, great in terms of investment. And what also intrigued me is that this is just but one of at least 700 American companies invested in South Africa, still standing firm in their commitment to the country, despite the geopolitical tensions that might exist.
I like relatable indices, right? Bergonomics, for example. There's also a Bright Index. And the last time we took a look at it was before you went to the US. I don't know if you remember. And already then, the Bright Index was already showing that it's cheaper to, I guess in theory, have Bright Flakes every day than it is to just have the ordinary baskets. What's it looking like these days?
Oh boy, is it shifting. So that pap chakalaka and vors might not come at a cheaper price just yet. So for context, the Bright Index is something that has been developed by Bloomberg, but locally we do have the Peter Maritzburg Equity and Justice and Dignity Economics Department, who essentially provide a lot more data by looking into the nuances of what actually goes into the index. And as you can imagine, it takes a look at literally everything that would be on your plate when you have a braai, from the maize and the corn that would be used for pap, right down to the cost and pricing of meat products that we use, and of course, even the vegetables. What was interesting here is that they do highlight that overall, there's been at least a 1.1% increase in the Braai Index in the month of February. Now, this does essentially help us understand that over the last year, though, it's actually pushed up by 3.4%. So the price increases have been significant. And this is largely going back to themes of climate or weather change that we typically talk about, which impact the agricultural sector. Now, if you consider the fact that there has been maize imports that we've had to bring in from countries like Brazil, that in itself has taken a knock because of bad weather conditions. Other markets that we happen to also import our goods from are the likes of Argentina as well, Portugal, Colombia, and Mexico, which themselves have also experienced deteriorating crop conditions. All of that then leads to the increase in the inflation, or at least the rate at which the price of these goods increases by, and as a result has a downstream effect on our pockets. So I guess we've been forewarned. There's a few public holidays that are coming up for South Africans in the month of May and April. So if you are planning on a braai, don't be surprised if the chops cost a little bit more.
Okay. And what are the markets looking like?
Markets had a good day yesterday. We closed off in positive territory. And I guess globally, we managed to shake off some of the international jitters around Trump, his tariffs, as well as the potential trade war. 89,926 points is where the JSE All Share Index will open up from. We're still resilient when it comes to the currency. 1821 to the dollar, 2353 to the pound, and 1963 against the euro. But I do want to sneak in gold in there very briefly, Caesar, just for those who like commodity prices. That continues to surge well above $3,032 per fine ounce.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.